भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणनमस्कृत्यानम चाय गुणोत्तमां देवी सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरये. So this is chapter 9 of the 11th canto. Detachment from all that is material.
今天我们讲是那《薄伽瓦坛》第十一篇第九章，弃绝一切物质的事物。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavari Paschacha Desatarani Vanchakalpa Truvyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tvishe Namaha. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu, Jagat Pate, Gopesha Gopi Kakanta Radha Kanta Namostate, Trapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priyan. The Avadhut Brahman describes his seven remaining gurus. Beginning with the Karari bird, he also describes an additional guru as one's own body. The instruction received from that Karari bird is that attachment creates misery, but the person who is unattached and has no material possessions can achieve unlimited happiness. The Avaduta Brahman learned from the foolish, lazy child that becoming free from anxiety, a person becomes capable of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead and experiencing supreme ecstasy. Alright?
这位阿瓦杜特布拉姆纳描述了他的七位剩余的咕噜，从Korara 鸟开始。他还描述了另外一位咕噜，就是他自己的躯体。从 Kurara 鸟得到的教训就是依附导致痛苦，但是一个不依附的人，一个没有物质财产的人，有资格取得无穷无尽的快乐。这位 Avadhuta Brahmana 从那位愚蠢的懒惰的孩子那里学到，通过摆脱焦虑，一个人就有能力崇拜至尊性格守神，并且体验到至高无上的狂喜。
The instruction from the young girl who kept just one conch shell bracelet on each wrist is that one should remain alone and steady one's mind. Then only will it be possible for one to fix one's mind completely on the personality of Godhead.
从那位年轻的姑娘那里得到的教训是，这位年轻的姑娘只保留了一个手，在每一个手腕上只留下一个手镯，这样她得到的教训就是一个人应该独处，这样便能让自己的心意变得安稳，如此以来才有可能让心意完全专注于人格守神。
Once several men arrived to ask for the hand of the young girl whose relatives had left the house. She went inside and began to prepare food for the unexpected guest by beating rice. At that time her conch shell bracelets were making a loud noise, rattling against each other. In order to stop this sound, she broke off the bracelets one by one until the last only one remained on each arm. Just as two or more bracelets make noise, If even two or more people live in the same place, there is every chance of mutual quarrel and useless gossip.
有一次，有几位男子来到，有一次，有几位男子到来，想要向这位年轻的姑娘求婚。这位年轻的姑娘的亲戚恰好离开了，恰好此时离开了房子。这位姑娘便走进屋子，开始为这些不期而至的客人们准备食物。她开始来捣米。在那时候，她的海螺手镯发出很大的噪音，彼此相互撞击。为了阻止这个噪音，这位姑娘便一个一个地把手镯弄断，直到每一只手腕上只剩下一个手镯。
The Avaduta Brahman also received instruction from the arrow maker, who was so absorbed in constructing an arrow, he did not even notice that the king was passing right by him on the road. Same way, one must strictly control one's mind, concentrating on worshipping the Supreme Lord Hari.
就像正像两个或更多的手镯会制造噪音，所以即使在同一个地方，只有两个人的话，更何况更多的人，就很有可能发生争吵和毫无益处的在那里闲扯。这位阿瓦杜的 Brahman 呢，也从那位制造剑的剑商那里得到了教训。这位制造剑的剑商这么专注于制造这个剑，他甚至没有注意到国王就从在路上经过。同样，一个人必须严格地控制自己的心意，完全专注于崇拜主Sri Hari。
The Avaduta Brahman learned from the serpent that a sage should wander alone, should not have any residence, should be always careful and grave, should not reveal his movements, and should take assistance from no one, and should speak very little.
这位阿瓦杜的 Brahman 呢，从蟒蛇那里学到，一位圣者应该独自漫游，不应该在一个事先安排好的地方居住，也应该总是小心翼翼，保持庄重，不应该揭示他自己的行踪，不应该从任何人那里接受协助，而且应该尽量少说话。
The instruction obtained from the spider, who spins his web from his mouth and then withdraws it, is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead similarly creates from out of himself the whole universe and then winds it up in himself.
从蜘蛛那里得到的教训就是蜘蛛会吐丝，然后又把蜘蛛网收获到体内。这个教训就是至尊性格神手同样从他的体内创造出全宇宙之后，又把宇宙收回到他身体里。
From the weak insect to the form that assumed the same form as a pesicrit wasp, the Avaduta learned that the living entity under the sway of affection, hatred, and fear attains in his next life the identity of that object upon which he fixes his intelligence.
从那个脆弱的昆虫那里学到的教训是，这个脆弱的昆虫会变成和 Pesacrit wasp 从获得同一个形体。这位阿瓦杜的 Brahman 呢，学到生物体在出于依恋、愤怒、依恋。恐惧、仇恨和恐惧会在来世获得他把智慧专注于的 的同一个对象身上。
Seeing that the fragile material body is subject to birth and death, one who is sober should become devoid of material attachment to this body and should properly utilize the rare gift of human life in the pursuit of knowledge, endeavoring always for the achievement of the highest goal.
看到他自己的脆弱的物质躯体受制于生和死。一个严肃的人应当摆脱对这个躯体的一切物质依附，应当恰当地利用宝贵的人体生命这个礼物，追求知识，并且努力去寻求最高的目标。
OK Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale So this is the first verse. Shri Brahmana Uvacha Parigraho Hi Dukkaya Yat Tat Priyat Tamam Minam Anantam Sukham Apnoti Tad Vidvan Yastu Akinshanaha The saintly Brahman said, Everyone considers certain things which in the world to be most dear to him. Because of attachment to such things, one eventually becomes miserable. One who understands this gives up material possessiveness and attachment and thus achieves unlimited happiness.
世界一 Brahmana 圣人说，人人都认为物质世界的某些东西是他最为珍爱的。由于这种依附，人最终变得痛苦。对此了然于心的人，摒弃物质占有欲和依附，从而获得无穷无尽的快乐。
That's a very simple, complete statement of part of our philosophy without Krishna, but karma yoga, you know.But it doesn't say having possessions. It says possessiveness, attachment, thinking this is mine, it's mine, it's mine. We can have things, but we can't. We have to realize they're all temporary, and they're not the goal of life. They can help us.
所以这个属于就 karma yoga 的范畴
and maybe jnana yoga, you know, understanding the temporary nature of everything.
那也许是jnana yoga 就是思辨瑜伽的范畴，就是要了解一切事物的短暂的本质。这里就说到的，人，就是这里说到的是摒弃占有欲，而不是说摒弃物质的。这个财产是明白到他们都是短暂的，而不是生命的最终目标。认为这都是自己的。
Samisam Karara Jagnur Valinonye Nima Nira Misha Tada Misham Pagitvaja Sasukam Samavindata Once a group of large hawks were unable to find any prey attacked another weaker hawk who was holding some meat. At that time, being in danger of his life, the hawk gave up his meat and experienced actual happiness.
世界二，有一次，一群没有找到猎物的巨鹰袭击了一只弱小的，袭击了另外一只，体弱的鹰，因为它叼着一些肉。在那个时候，由于这只鹰面临着生命的危险，于是它便放弃了猎物，因此体会到了真实的快乐。
Purport. Incited by the modes of nature, birds become violent and kill other birds to eat them or to steal meat captured by them. Hawks, vultures, and eagles are in this category. However, one should give up the envious propensity to commit violence against others and should take to Krishna consciousness, whereby one sees every living entity as equal to himself. On this platform of actual happiness, one does not envy anyone and thus sees no one as his enemy.
要知在物质属性的驱使下，鸟会变得凶残，杀死其他鸟类，吞食它们或者盗走它们捕获的猎物。鹰和秃鹫便属于此类飞禽。然而人应该摒除向他人施暴的嫉妒倾向，修习 Krishna 知觉，对待他人就像对待自己一样。在这个真实快乐层面上，人不会嫉妒谁，也不会与谁为敌。
So that's common amongst humans also. A group of people harass weaker people, cheat them, steal from them, exploit them. This is going on everywhere.
在人类社会有也是会有这种现象，就是有一群人呢，他们会骚扰一个比较弱小的人，然后偷他的东西啊，然后剥削这个人呢、啊，欺骗他。
A devotee, person who understands, knows that everybody is getting what they deserve according to their karma, and they accept what they have and don't complain and don't hate someone else for having more or anything.
一个奉献者。奉献者明白，他所拥有的，他现在得到的就是他，就是他分配给他的，就是他应得的，所以他就接受，欣然接受，他不会憎恶谁，也不会像抱怨谁。
Krishna says, "Samoham sarvabhute shu, name dvaishtisam." I'm equal to everyone. I don't envy anyone. The devotee should be like that also.
Krishna 就是，我不嫉妒谁，也不偏袒谁，所以奉献者应该像 Krishna 这样的。
Okay, we're just going to read a lot of verses because they're all not like a lot purports. Mame mana pamano sto na chinta geha putrinam atma kriga atma ratir vicharamba vicharam iha balavit. In family life, the parents are always in anxiety about their home, children, and reputation. But I have nothing to do with these things. I do not worry at all about my family. I do not care about honor and dishonor. I enjoy only the life of the soul, and I find love on the spiritual platform. Thus, I wander the world like a child.
世界三，在居士生活中，父母始终为他们的家庭、孩子和名声操心。但是我跟这些事毫无干系，我根本不担心我的家人，也不在乎荣辱。我只享受灵魂的生活的快乐，并且我在灵性层面上找到了爱，因此我像孩子一样的漫游大地。
So this is Avanti Brahman, you know, he's forced to give up everything, but then he had the realization.
所以这个就是这位 Avanti Brahmana， 他被迫就是放弃了一切，但是呢，他已经有了觉悟了。
Dvaveva chintaya mukto paramananda aptito yo vimukto.Jadobalo Yogunebhya Parangata. In this world, two types of people are free from all anxiety and merged in great happiness. One who is retarded and childish fool, and one who has approached the Supreme Lord, who is beyond the three modes of material nature.
世界四 这世上有两类人无忧无虑，沉浸在极乐中，一类是弱智幼稚的傻子，另一类人是已经真达超然于物质自然属性之上的至尊主的人。
So that's a very strong kind of example. It's a fact that, you know, if someone is just like retarded and, you know, even a very intoxicated person, they can't perceive the suffering or all the problems, and they're always happy.But they might end up in a mental hospital if people will be crazy.
所以这是一个非常强烈的例子。嗯，确实如此，就是那些弱智的人，那或者甚至那些喝醉酒了的人，他们感觉不到痛苦。但是这类人呢，最后他可能的归属就是精神病院。
And then the Paramahansa, the person who's beyond it all,they're actually thinking of Krishna all the time, and they're also not affected by the modes of nature, what's going on in the world.
还有一类人，另外一类人是那些 Paramahansa, 就至尊天鹅，他们已经完全超越了物质自然属性了。
So materialistic people might look at theParamahansa devotee as being crazy person, you know, just because they're not working like madmen trying to get anywhere in the material world, they're just happy. People think they're crazy, retarded.
物质主义者呢，可能会认为这些至尊天鹅呢，他们又不工作，然后他们也不去上班。他们会认为他们是疯子。
So there's a purport here. Those who fervently seek material sense gratification are gradually pushed down into a material miserable condition of life, because as soon as one even slightly violates the laws of nature, he must suffer a sinful reaction. Thus even materially alert and ambitious people are constantly in anxiety,And from time to time, they are plunged into great misery.
要知那些热切寻求物质感官享乐的人，渐渐被推到痛苦的生命境况，因为人一旦稍微违反自然法律，就必须经受罪恶反应。所以，甚至在物质上十分精明、野心勃勃的人，都恒常处在焦虑中。有时还被投入到巨大的不幸中。
Sometimes happy, sometimes not happy. But those who are retarded live in a fool's paradise, and those who have surrendered to the Lord are filled with transcendental bliss. Therefore, both the fool and the devotee may be said to be peaceful, in the sense that they are free from the ordinary anxiety of the materially ambitious people.
然而，那些智力迟钝的傻子生活在黄粱美梦中，而那些已经臣服于主 Krishna 的人却充满超然喜乐。因此，可以说傻子和奉献者都很平和，他们没有心怀物质野心之人的世俗焦虑。
This does not mean that the devotee and the retarded fool are on the same plane. A fool species like that of a dead stone.Whereas a devotee's satisfaction is based on perfect knowledge, because he's always thinking of Krishna. He knows that everything in the material world is temporary and will go away in a few seconds.
然而，这并不意味着奉献者和弱智的傻子处在同一层面上。傻子的平和就像死的石头那样，而奉献者的满足则基于完美的知识之上。这意味着这个奉献者他们总是想着 Krishna， 他们知道这物质界的一切都是短暂的。
Next one. Kvachit kurari tvatmanam vrinanam griham agatam swayam tam arai. What are you doing?
Swapra
Swayam tam Ahayam asa kvapi yateshu bandushu. Once a marriageable young girl was alone in her house because her parents and relatives had gone some other place. At that time, a few men arrived at her house wanting to marry her. She received them with all hospitality.
一次，一名已经到了适婚年龄的女孩独独自在家。那日，她的父母亲戚出门到别处去了。当时有几名男子登门造访，渴望娶她为妻。她对他们盛情相待。
Tesham abya baharan tam jalim rahasi partiva avagnanya pakoshtasa.Chakru Shankya Swanam Mahat. The girl went to a private place and began to make preparations so that the unexpected guest could eat. And she was beating the rice. The conch shell bracelets on her arms were colliding and making loud moans.
那女孩去到内屋，开始准备饭食，以款待不速之客。她碾米的时候，手腕上的海螺手镯互相碰撞，发出刺耳的噪音。
Satad jugupsi tamatwa mahati vidita tata baban jai kai kasha sankhya dwa dwa.The young girl feared that the men would consider her family poor because their daughter was busily engaged in menial task of husking rice. Being very intelligent,The shy girl broke the bracelets from her arms, leaving just two, one on each wrist.
女孩担心客人们听到这家人的女儿在干倒米的粗活，会以为她家境贫穷。于是，害羞的女孩聪明地把海螺手镯，弄摘下来，只让手腕上各戴一对。
Ubayorap yabud gosho yabag nantya sasankhyayo Tetrap yekam nirabhidad ekasman na babad dhvani. Thereafter, as a young girl continued to husk the rice, the two bracelets continued to collide and make noise.Therefore, she took one bracelet off of each arm. With only one left, there was no more noise.
十节八。之后，当女孩继续捣米时，每只手腕上的两只手镯依然互相碰撞，发出噪音。于是，她从两只手镯上又各取下了一只，这样每只手腕上只剩下一只手镯，以便不再发出刺耳的噪音了。
Anvashiksham imam tasya upadesham arindama lokan anu charan etan lokatattva vivitsaya. O subduer of the enemy, I travel throughout the surface of the earth, learning constantly about the nature of this world. Thus I personally witness the lesson of the young girl.
世界九，成敌者啊，我游遍全世界，不断的了解这世界的本性，因此我亲眼目睹这个女孩所给别人留下的教训。
So that's the point of this episode, this Brahman. He's learning from everything he sees.He's learning some kind of spiritual lesson with the proper behavior, how the mature world works. So he calls him his guru. He's learning from just seeing the world, how it works.
所以这些都是一些片段。这个人他看到了所有这些各个不同的榜样，他们是怎样行为举止的，以及在这个物质世界是怎样生活的，所以他把他们都称为孤乳。
And we should develop that too, because we always see, even if you see the politics and all the corruption and this and that, and we learn lessons. This is the mature world and how we want to get aloof from it. Old age disease.
我们也应该发展这种视域。我们看到这世界上有那么多的政治外交手腕啊，腐败行为啊等等，我们从这里都学到教训。我们明白呢，这个物质世界就不过如此，所以我们应该超越这个物质世界，要不跟它，要远离它。而且我们看到物质世界这个生老病死，所以这是我们的一个教训。
Like the Shakyamuni Buddha, he was sheltered as a prince, and then when he went out, he saw death and disease and old age, and then he realized what the world is all about. You help people get away from it.
就是佛祖呢，他本来呢，他父母就是把他保护在皇宫里，不让他接触外界。但有一天他就出宫，他看到了这个生老病死的景象，他就一下顿悟了，觉悟了，所以他就想要帮助人们脱离苦海。
Chinese Buddhists have the same story?
Yes,
I thought they were all the same. The Brahmin sage explains to King Yadu that he is not presenting theoretical knowledge. By wandering throughout the world, an observant and thoughtful Brahmana has personally experienced the lessons learned from all the above mentioned gurus. Instead of posing himself as omniscient like God, he explains that he has faithfully learned these lessons in his travels. Traveling is a very good teacher.
要指这位 Brahman 的圣人在此向亚度王说明，他不是在呈现理论知识，相反，通过云游全世界，这位善于观察思索的 Brahman 呢，届时认真学到了这些教导，而并没有标榜自己像神一样无所不知。
When we travel in different countries, especially, we see that in one sense everything is the same, but then looks different, but down at the bottom it's really the same, and we can understand a lot about the soul and general nature just by observing the world.
旅行是一个很好的学习方法。当我们在全世界旅行的时候，我们看到到处都是一样的。虽然表面上看来不一样，但是那个从骨子里都是一样的，都是灵魂。我们也看到了这个物质世界的本质。
Vase bahunam kalaho, vave varta dvayorapi, eka eva vase tasmat, kumarya eva kankana.When many people live together in one place, there will undoubtedly be quarreling. And even if only two people live together, there will be frivolous conversation and disagreement. Therefore, to avoid conflict, one should live alone, as we learn from the example of the bracelets and the younger one.
成群的人聚居时，肯定会发生争吵，即便两人同屋，也难免唇枪舌战，意见不一致。因此，为了避免冲突，人应该独居，就像我们从那名女孩的手镯的例子中学到的。
course, we want to live with devotees. We have to be careful, even in that society. Like Kunti said, that just like in the forest, sometimes fire starts just because the wind is blowing and the trees bang into each other and make sparks. So, like that, when you people come together, things happen. So we have to be very careful to keep Krishna in the center.
当然我们是我们是跟奉献者相处的，但是即便如此，跟奉献者在一起的时候也要十分小心。就像昆体王后说的，正如在一个树林当中，风吹过这竹林，竹林就互相摩擦，就有可能产生火星，就是发出火灾。所以跟奉献者之间在这个社团当中也要十分的小心，不要有冲突。
So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained it. Because the young girl mentioned in the story had no husband, she had to fulfill her duties as a host by removing her bracelet so that each wrist had only one. In the same way, the process of Jnana Yoga, or spiritual advancement, by philosophical speculation, demands that the speculating sages live alone, without other association.
关于这一点，是了 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 举了一个精彩的例子。由于故事中的女孩尚未出嫁，所以必须以主人的身份尽地主之谊。于是她摘下手镯，让每只手腕一指。同样 ，Jnana Yoga 程序既通过哲学思辨取得灵性进步的程序，要求思辨的圣人离群所居。
Because otherwise they'll just argue, these Jnanis, and they argue all the time. Nobody agrees with each other. So they need to live alone so they can focus.
Because these Jnanis, these 思辨瑜伽师，他们总是跟别人意见不一致，所以他们需要就是独处。
Since Jnanis have dedicated their lives to speculation, there will undoubtedly be endless argument and quarreling on technical points if many Jnanis live together. So to keep peaceful, they must live alone.
既然迪亚尼以前真心投入到思辨中，那么如果许多迪亚尼群居一处，势必会因为某些观点争执不休。因此，为了保持祥和宁静的氛围，他们必须独自居住。
On the other hand, a king's daughter who has been duly married to an aristocratic prince fulfills her duties to her husband by dressing herself attractively.With innumerable ornaments and approaching him for love. Similarly, the goddess of devotion, Bhakti Devi, decorates herself with innumerable ornaments of Vaishnavas who come together to relish the sweet sound of the holy name of the Lord.
以嫁给王储的公主，用无数首饰把自己打扮得楚楚动人，向丈夫表示爱意，以恪尽职守侍奉丈夫。同样，奉爱女神 Bhakti Devi 以无数饰品聚集在一起，来精心品味甜美的主的圣名的Vaishnava 来装扮自己。
Since pure Vaishnavas do not intimately associate with non-devotees, it may be said that they live alone, and thus they also fulfill the purpose of this verse. There cannot be any quarrel among pure Vaishnavas, because they are on the real platform of desirelessness, not wanting even salvation or mystic powers, but to speak of sense gratification.
纯粹外士纳瓦不与非奉献者亲密交往，可以说他们离群所居，因此他们也在 达成北师节的要义，纯粹奉献者之间不会发生争吵，因为他们处在无欲无求的真实层面上，甚至不追求解脱和玄秘力量，更不用说感官享乐了。
Because they are all devotees of Krishna, they may freely associate with one another for glorifying the Lord, as stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Naikatmatam me sprihayanti kechin matpada seva virata mat ihaha yon yen yon yato bhagavata prasadja sabajayante Mama Purushani. The pure devotee who is attached to the activities of devotional service and always engages in the service of my lotus feet, never desires to become one with me. Such a devotee who is unflinchingly engaged always glorifies my pastimes and activities.
他们全是主 Krishna 的奉献者，所以他们能无拘无束地相互交往，荣耀主。正如圣严不教的谈 3.25-34 所说，纯粹奉献者依附奉献服务，永远服务我的莲花族，从不欲求与我合而为一。这样坚定不移的奉献者始终荣耀我的消失光和活动。
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has commented, the young girl in this story kept only one bracelet on each wrist, so there'd be no noisy conflict among the bracelets. Similarly, one should give up the association of those who are not devoted to the Supreme Lord. This is the actual lesson to be learned. The real Vaishnava is always pure and faultless in character. However, in those places where non-devotees congregate, there will undoubtedly be envious criticism of the devotional service of the Lord, and those who falsely attempt to analyze reality without the Supreme Personality of Godhead will create much disturbing noise in the name of philosophy.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 对本师节描评述如下。故事中的女孩让每只手腕只戴一只手镯，为的是不让手镯互相碰撞发出噪音。同样，人应该放弃跟那些不奉献、不向世尊主奉献的人联谊，这就是从中吸取的实际教导。真正的 Vaishnava 品质无瑕，纯完美无缺。然而，在非奉献者聚集的地方，依然充斥着对主的奉献服务、嫉妒不已的批评。
Therefore, one should remain in those places where the Supreme Lord is properly worshipped according to Vedic standards. If everyone is dedicated to glorifying the personality of Godhead Krishna, there will not be any impediment in mutual association. However, in a place where people have many different purposes besides the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, social dealings will be disrupted.
而那些假装分析真相却撇开至尊人的守神的人，以哲学名义制造烦扰人心的噪音，因此人应该始终待在按照伟大标准正确崇拜至尊主的地方。如果每个人都全身心荣耀人格守神 Krishna， 那么互相交往就没有障碍了。然而在人们缺乏取悦至尊主的概念而且分歧颇多的地方，人社会交往肯定混乱不堪。
One should therefore avoid the association of those who are inimical to devotional service. Otherwise, one will be frustrated in achieving the spiritual purpose of life. One who always keeps himself in the company of the devotees of the Lord is actually living alone. If one lives in a community where the only consideration is the pleasure of the Lord, one can avoid the contradictory situation caused by many persons competing to satisfy their own material desires. This is the lesson, and intelligently understood by the Brahmin, from the bracelets of the young girl.
因此人应该避免与那些敌视奉献服务的人联谊，不然必在实现生命的灵性目的上受挫失败。始终与主的奉献者为伴的人，事实上就是独居。如果一个人生活在唯一想的是如何取悦主的社团中，就能避免许多人竞争竞相满足各自物质欲望而导致的相互冲突的局面。这就是那位 Brahmana 聪明的从那女孩的手镯上吸取的教训。
So associating with devotees means sadhu sangha. That means we associate for chanting and for talking about Krishna, or making plans how to serve Krishna, not just to sit around and talk about the latest news or something, you know, fashion or politics. So many things that people talk about.
所以这个就是奉献者在一起呢就应该在一起来谈论 Krishna， 并且唱诵 Krishna 的名字，并且计划如何服务 Krishna， 而不是坐在一起呢谈论新闻，谈论最新的时装，谈论政治。
Such janais to sambhaso nakar tavya katanchana yavad yavach cha bahubi sajjana satu muktida. One should not under any circumstance live with those who are not devotees of the Lord. On the other hand, one should stay with many devotees because such association awards liberation.
Okay? 在任何情况下，人都不应该与不是主的奉献者的人生活在一起。相反，也就是说，在另外一方面，人应该和许多奉献者共处，因为这样的联谊能给人以解脱。
Okay, so it's question time if anybody is interested.
现在呢是问题时间，如果有问题可以提上来。
Happy New Year. What's the date of your New Year?
You mean the Spring Festival?
Yeah.
It's
New Year's Day. It's in February.
Yeah, February 11th.
Okay. Spring, it's still freezing cold snow.
Yeah.
But I saw Gaudiya is having his yoga class outside and everybody's wearing short pants. It's like summer. In Changzhou.
Is it now or
previous? Yeah. Yesterday. Today.
Yesterday. Wow.
So yeah, I saw Vaishnava Seva and the baby. And they're out also like that. It's very popular. China is such a big country. You get all kinds of weather at the same time.
Yes. These 2 days in Beijing it becomes very freezing cold, minus 24 degrees in the night.
Right, nice. You can have a cold shower. Okay, so have we any questions?
Not yet any questions, but Maya, can you explain? I have a question. When I read this Chaitanya Charitamrita,
okay.
It's Madhya Lila. chapter 20, text 276.
Really? Okay. See if I can find it. What's your question?
In the purport, it said the three types of egoism, hankar, techno, as a vaikarika. So, can you explain the purport?
Yeah, I have to read it to understand. Majalila, chapter 1?
20.
200 and...
276.
Way down the line. Okay. Total material energy is manifested in three types of ego, which are original sources from which the demigods, senses. Three types of ego are known as Vaikarika, Tejasa, and Tamasa, right?
Yeah.
Vaikarika is egoism in the mode of goodness. Sattika Ahankar. Alright?
Yes.
What's the question then?
So it seems like that the Ahankara, false ego, is divided into three types.
Yeah. Like everything, goodness, passion in the mature world, goodness, passion, and ignorance.
Oh, okay. Okay, I understand.
So the sattvika comes from the mind. Tejasa is in the mode of passion. So you get the senses. And intelligence. Because intelligence helps us to decide what to do and what not to do. And ego is in ignorance. Other senses come. So, very interesting. See, everything that... You know, when we read more and more, even in the same books, we notice more and more. Like, I was reading Nectar Devotion, talked about Krishna's flute, and it described all the different kinds of flutes he had, and what they're made out of, and how many holes they have, and how long they are, and when he uses them, you know, different purposes. So everything's like that. There's different kinds of bodies, there's different kinds of environments, there's different kinds, because that's the mature world. Everybody has so many different desires.
Okay. 我来翻译一下，我刚才问了一个就是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里的那个问题，这个是中篇20章2276，里头谈到这个自我，假自我它也分成三个类别 ，Ahankara 分成善良形态的假自我、激情形态的假自我和愚昧形态的假自我。然后 Mara 就说，就是随着我们读书的深入。就会读到很多细节。他读到的就是《风爱的甘露》里头谈到，Krishna 的笛子 ，Krishna 的笛子，它的种类有多长？也每有的笛每个笛子呢有几个孔？会在什么时候用？就会很详细的阐释这些细节。
So these are the different elements.Being produced before the universe is being produced, and then the next verse says how the Lord combined all these different elements to make the different universes. So he combined ignorance and passion. So then not only there's the three kinds, but then just like colors, what is it, red, yellow, and green, or red, yellow, and blue? The original colors. But all other colors are just mixing up those three colors. So you get the three modes of nature, but then they mix in unlimited different ways. So you have so many different varieties of everything.
就是这些是在创造之前创造发生之前的这些元素，就像物质世界有三元素，把它们混合成不同，它们混合呢就会形成各种各样的颜色，但它们把它混合在一起就会是一种什么样的颜色。所以主至尊主把所有这些元素混合在一起，就创造了所有的宇宙。
So even chanting the holy name can be in the mode of ignorance and passion.
即便是唱诵圣名，也可能是处在愚昧形态当中的念诵，或者激情形态的念诵。
The holy name is always transcendental, but the chanter may be passionate, may be ignorant, may be goodness, may be transcendental. The holy name is not, doesn't get affected.The chant is different, so it gets different results.
同样的那个唱诵圣名它是超然的，但是唱诵者呢，是处在激情形态、愚昧形态，或者善念形态，或者是超然形的形态。圣名不受，虽然不受影响，但是唱诵者他却会获得不同的结果。
Okay. Any other question?
Yes. So can I ask further that those chant in the mode of passion or ignorance, what result would be?
They get different results. Say in the mode of passion, you may be chanting because you want money or because you want to marry a certain girl or boy or you want to become famous.So they may get that, but they won't get Krishna.
比如说激情形态的人，他念诵圣名，有的人他想要钱，想要结婚，想要娶一个姑娘，嫁给一个小伙子，或者想要变得有名，他会得到这一些，但是他得不到 Krishna。
But eventually they'll get, you know, uplifted and
give up if they keep chanting.
And the chanting in the mode of ignorance, they're just falling asleep, they won't get much. Probably make a lot of offenses and probably give up chanting.
然后在愚昧形态当中的人，他念诵呢，最后他可能就会昏昏欲睡，最后他就睡着了。他也可能会做，他会做出冒犯，最后他可能会放弃念诵。
Might be chanting, but very angry at some other devotee or something. Not much spiritual benefit. But eventually, if you keep chanting, no matter what.The effect of the holy name will be uplifting. So no one should ever quit chanting. You should try to raise up to the transcendental level, which means chanting only for Krishna's pleasure.
然后在愚昧形态念诵的呢，他有可能内心就变得很愤怒，有可能对其他奉献者会愤怒。但是呢，只要继续的念诵，就能得到提升。就能够得到提升。无论如何，应该最后应该达到超然的层面，就是仅仅是为了 Krishna 的快乐而念诵。
Okay.
Thank you, Mara. There's a question. Jaya Jayapadma 感恩古玛拉精彩讲课，感恩玛尼曼德基的甜美翻译。嫉妒在这个物质世界无所不在，即使是已经修炼了一段时间的奉献者也是，甚至变得非常的精微，非常难以克服，甚至有时很难觉察。可以给我们讲一下更加精微的嫉妒有哪些表现吗？丹尼，So thank you much for a wonderful lecture, envy in this material world, envy is everywhere.Even those who have practiced for some time, devotees, still, they will become, they are still envy. Sometimes very subtle and cannot be conquered and cannot be perceived. Can you explain to us?This subtle enviness, what's the symptom, and how does the enviness exhibit what's the symptom of the enviness?
Of envy?
Envy, yes.
The material world is based on envy, that's why we're here.
物质世界整个都是建立在嫉妒的基础之上，所以我们来到这儿了。
Because ultimately we're envious of Krishna. Because I'm envious of you because you're beautiful, or I'm envious of him because he's rich, or I'm envious of someone else because they're famous. So, but actually those are Krishna's qualities, and he has them much more. So really we're envious of Krishna.
我嫉妒你，因为你长得美丽，或者是你有钱也富有，或者你出名儿。那这终极呢，其实都在嫉妒 Krishna， 因为这些品质都是为 Krishna 所拥有的。
So envy makes people, you know, sometimes kill other people, makes people depressed because.You want something, another person has it, makes you hate that person. Envy and hate in Sanskrit is the same word.
由于嫉妒呢，可能一个人就会谋杀另外一个人，或者是另一个人产生抑郁，变得抑郁，或者是他想要有一些欲望，他想要得到什么，或者是他憎恨什么，就在梵文词当中那个。
Prabhupada said even like you know people want to kill cows because they're envious of the cow. Cow just doesn't have to work; it's just peaceful, and they're just nice. So people are envious and they want to prove they're superior, kill the cow.So, envy is very undesirable. The opposite is love. Spiritual world is based on love, so we have to cultivate love for every living entity. Not to be envious of someone that has something you don't have. You know, sometimes that same person is envious of you.
帕帕自己说过，就说人们杀母牛就是因为嫉妒牛，因为这些母牛他们也不用去上班工作，他们那么平和，他们那么善良，所以人们为了证明他们比母牛高人一等，所以他们就会杀牛。但是实际上我们是要的是爱，我们应该爱每一个生物。不应该去嫉妒，有的时候呢，你嫉妒别人，别人嫉妒你，这个嫉妒是相互的。
And envy is, you know, a product of lust, because lust means I want something. Then I see someone else has it, and I become envious of it. So that's why Krishna says in the beginning, you have to give up the lust, control the lust, and lust into love.
所以同时其实嫉妒它是源于色欲，色欲就是物质欲望，就是我想要什么，所以我们应该放弃这物质欲望，培养爱。
OK
Yes. She continued. 亲爱的姑妈，我想你一定知道关于 Japadaka Swami 姑妈来，您确诊新冠阳性。我知道您是他非常挚爱的邻居兄弟，他无时无刻不处在对主差丹娘妈帕布和圣帕帕德的服务中。这样纯粹的灵魂是 Krishna 挚爱的奉献者，对吗？ Krishna 不会舍得他挚爱的奉献者，哪怕遭受一点点的痛苦。他之所以处在这样的境况之中， Krishna 是为了让我们这些门徒明白我们的愚昧和物质，因此敲打我们这些愚昧的灵魂，对吗？是因为我们的自由活动导致我们领导受苦，对吗？我们现在每天在收集对于 Jagaswami Kumar 的额外签署，作为对他健康状况的祈祷供奉。如果您愿意的话，请求您的仁慈帮我们呼吁更多的人可以加入进来，千百万次明白您的莲花的 Hare Krishna。 So she continued to say that, dear Maharaj, I think you must know that Japaswami Maharaj has been diagnosed as contaminated that virus, COVID-19, and you are his dear god brother. And Japaswami Maharaj, in every moment, he is situated in the service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. Such pure soul is a dear devotee for Krishna, right? Krishna cannot bear that his devotee suffer even a pinch of painfulness. So the reason why Japataka Swami Maharaj is in this situation is that Krishna wants us, this disciple, to know that we are in ignorance and we are very materialistic. Therefore, Lord Krishna wants to beat us, to wake up us, the ignorant soul, right? Is it that because of our sinful activity, therefore our spiritual master is suffering?
It's good for a disciple to think like that, but the real thing is, it's a Krishna wants us all to pray more and be compassionate and not worry about ourselves so much and pray for the welfare of someone else. So, you know, when Jayapataka Maharaj gets some kind of sickness and hundreds of thousands of devotees start praying all over and chanting extra and doing yoga, so it's very good for the world.
你们作为门徒有这种想法是好的，就是这会让我们少为自己担心，多为别人着想。现在呢，这Japataka Swami Maharaj他得了这个病，全世界成千上万的人呢，每天都念诵额外的签数，都在那里做祭祀，所以这对于世界是一件好事。So she continued to say that now every day they collect extra rounds.
Yeah, wonderful.
And she said that if you wish, she beg your mercy to call upon more people to join in to chant extra rounds.
Everybody in the world.
Maharaj 说他号召每一个人，是全世界每一个人都加入进来。
So good. This is what we want. Everybody, all the devotees everywhere in the world, pray. Because Jagmataka is praying for everybody. He's always trying to think of the welfare of every little community. So we should think of him.
Mm-hmm. 希望所有的奉献者都加入进来，因为圣扎巴的苏阿米他为每一个人的福祉祈祷，每一个生物的福祉祈祷，所以我们每一个生物都应该为他祈祷。That's all, Mara?
Yeah.
Okay. 下一个问题是来自 Kripna Vatsala, 对的，深深顶拜敬爱的 Gurudev。 照顾病人时是否可以为病人做按摩？有资深的奉献人说，如果接触别人的身体，低能量的人会把我们念诵圣名的能量转换走。病人还在吃肉。So when I take care of those sick people, is it okay for me to massage for them, for the patient? The same thing if we contact others' body, those whose energies are in lower level will take the energy away from us who chant the holy name, because they are still eating meat.
If it's your job, it's Krishna will protect you.
如果就是这是你的工作，那么呢 ，Krishna 会保护您的。
Because there's some devotees, that's their job. They're massage therapists, but they do all right.
就是在就是别的地方，世界上别的地方，有的地方奉献者他们的工作就是按摩师，他们要为别人按摩，所以他们做他们的工作做得很好。
Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna very much. Alright, that's enough time for today. Go on. So, Hare Krishna.
So, your荣耀归于聚会的奉献者。
Right, very good.
所有荣耀归于拿然。恭敬服务员聆听，非常感谢圣卡桑斯阿米给我们带来的不加瓦坦讲课，也感谢所有麦什纳奉献的聆听。感谢奉献提出的问题，深深的礼拜大家，Hare Krishna。